And thanks for joining us this Sunday morning here at 5900 Wilshire. It's Mike Powers at the sound. Our guest this morning is Ron Parker. Ron is the event producer of the upcoming production of The History of Black Dance in America, which will be taking place Saturday, February 12th in Englewood. Appreciate you taking some time and joining us this morning, Ron.
My pleasure.
Yeah, great to have you here. And maybe we can get into a little bit of the details on what the upcoming performance will be all about.
Well, it is a multimedia family-friendly event. It is a dance retrospective of dances which were created by slaves or descendants of slaves and popularly danced in the United States. Many people don't realize that most of the ballroom dances that are danced today originated from African slaves, either in North America or in South America. Dances like Argentine tango, samba, rumba, and then here in the United States, you know, we had cakewalk and Lindy Hop and Charleston.
So what gave you the inspiration and how much time went into planning this together?
Well, I'll answer the first question last. We have been working on this for a year and a half. It is a grassroots community-based effort. The dancers have contributed their time for the last year and a half to put this together. The inspiration for this is Chester Whitmore, the internationally famous choreographer, tap dancer, band leader. And he actually toured this show, or a show similar to it, called The History of Black Dance in America, around the world for 18 years. But he hadn't done it for, I don't guess, probably the last 12 years. So we finally got together and said, hey, let's do this program again. Now, my contribution was I'm a ballroom dancer. And so I said, you know, in addition to the vernacular jazz dances, that is dances which were originated in the United States, we should also include other dances, the ballroom dances, you know, like you know, tango, like samba and rumba and mambo and so forth.
Looks like a very state-of-the-art theater where this will be happening in Englewood?
Yes, they were just funded. It is a middle school, and I know people out there are thinking, oh, my God, I don't want to sit in a little, you know, junior high auditorium. But it is a state-of-the-art theater that was funded for the city of Englewood. And it's a 700-seat theater. It has a control booth. It has a ticket booth. It has a lobby area. I mean, it is a really, really nice theater.
Terrific. And what's a specific address if people are trying to locate?
The specific address is 124 North Gravelia Avenue. And that's in Englewood, California. The zip being 90301. You can also find more information on the event itself on our website, which is www.historyofblackdance.org. That's www.historyofblackdance.org.
There, you just answer the question that I was about to ask about a good website. All ages and families welcome, of course.
Absolutely. Everybody from seniors to young children. Again, it is it is educational as well as entertainment. I mean, we are performing approximately 30 dances right now, but we're also giving people a little history on each one of the dances so they can go back, you know, with a more rounded knowledge of the dances that they see on Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance and so forth.
Mm-hmm. How many dancers are involved in putting this together?
We have approximately 15 dancers now.
Mm-hmm. And age range of those dancers?
The youngest is 19, and the oldest, I believe, is about 58.
Okay.
So it's a big range there.
Very good. And you mentioned the middle school where the theater is located, where the performance will be happening.
Yes.
This will help benefit a program there as well?
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit, you know, organization, so, you know, nobody's going to the bank on this, but part of the proceeds will be donated to the Crozier Middle School Gents Character Building Program. And that's something I personally believe strongly in. You know, today, you know, we don't really teach young people, particularly, you know, young men, etiquette, you know, how to behave in, you know, polite society. I mean, there is still in America today polite society. Mm-hmm. So that's what that program is all about, and we want to assist it.
It is Ron Parker joining us here at 5900 Wilshire. I'm Mike Powers at The Sound. Ron, the event producer for the upcoming The History of Black Dance in America, happening Saturday, February 12th. And you started to mention some of the dances that will be performed. Can you break down a little bit more of that and some dances that people, maybe they've never heard the name of, but they're obviously familiar with it from witnessing?
Well, let's take, for example, the cakewalk. It's an early 1900s dance. Actually, it was created in the 1800s during the slavery period. Slaves during that period, they would sort of mimic the high society dancing of their slave masters. And some of the slave masters found this so entertaining that they actually had competitions between, you know, the slaves to see, you know, who could do, you know, the best, you know, jig walk. Well, the reward for this for the slaves, winning slaves, was cake. Hence, the dance was named Cakewalk. Lindy Hop, of course, comes out of New York, the Savoy Ballroom in the late 20s. It's called the Lindy Hop because that year, 1928, I believe, was the year that Charles Lindbergh had crossed the Atlantic. Well, all the newspaper says Lindy Hop's Atlantic.
Okay.
Therefore, they decided to call the name Lindy Hop.
Oh, all right. Very good. So folks that go to, in attendance will have a chance to pick up on lots of knowledge that they might never have been aware of.
Yes, absolutely. Most people don't realize that Argentine tango, for example, is a black dance. It was started originally as a dance among slaves in Argentina. Mm-hmm. And then was picked up by the I guess you call them the gauchos down there. And then, of course, eventually got into high society, eventually was internationalized, got to Paris, came back to the United States as a popularly danced dance. And we are representing that dance as well.
How long will the performance go for?
About 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Was it tough to narrow down what you wanted to concentrate on?
No, to be honest with you, because we wanted to concentrate on dances that social dances, basically partner dances. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when you go to dance concerts, you know, it's ballet or it's modern jazz or it's hip hop and people are, you know, jumping about the stage, flailing about and so forth. And what we wanted to focus on were the partner dances that were popularly danced in the United States, you know. So, and we've just had tons of them, you know. Charleston, swing, rumba, the bop. The list just goes on and on. Mm-hmm. So, but we know those dances were danced here. We know that they were popular. And I think a lot of people will recognize them, you know, either from what they see in their parents' dance or what they've seen on television.
Are there any tools or good sites online that you would recommend if people would want to learn more as well outside of the production?
Well, our website, www.centralavdance.com, is a collection of any number of vintage videos and links to historical dance sites.
How about one more time with the details on the show coming up on the 12th and the website and phone number if people want to pick up tickets?
Yes, it is the History of Black Dance in America. It's going to be held at the Crozier Visual Arts and Crozier Visual and Performing Arts Theater. That's at 124 North Grevillea Avenue, Inglewood, California, 90301. It is actually right across the street from the Inglewood Police Department, thus making it the safest place to be in Inglewood. Our website is www.historyofblackdance.org. That's www.historyofblackdance.org. And you may also call us at area code 310-710-9520. That's 310-710-9520.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate you taking some time to share details with our listeners here. And it's been Ron Parker joining us at The Sound.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's Mike Powers here on 5900 Wilshire, where we invite people making a difference in Southern California to visit us at our sound studios on the 19th floor of 5900 Wilshire Boulevard. This program is a proud service of Bonneville International, caring about the communities we serve.